Police in the UK have shot dead a man in South London following a stabbing attack that officials are describing as a terrorist-related incident. Our correspondent, Linton Besser, is in the Streatham neighbourhood.
At about 2 o'clock this afternoon, Sabra, specialist armed police were called here to where I'm standing on Streatham High Street. It's a bustling main road in southwest London. And that's when witnesses and bystanders reported hearing the ring of three or four gunshots. There are reports emerging that this attacker, Sabra, entered a shop a few blocks south of where I'm standing with a knife and started to stab random people. He then left the shop, and there are reports he stabbed another person before he was shot dead by police. And this is what some bystanders had to say earlier.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like a movie. It was so quick, and it was like a panic.
And then our friends who also live above us said they heard some shots. I think they said about three or four went off.
Heard that there was a shooting, that somebody was stabbing people and they have to shoot him.
And then I heard like a shout, and then everyone ran off. And one guy laying on the floor, a definite blood around him.
Police were very quickly on the scene here, including plain-clothed police. And the Metropolitan Police were very quick to declare that this was a terrorist incident. They've also confirmed that three people are believed to have been injured and are being treated in hospital. Sabra, one of those people is in a life-threatening condition, and police have said that they've informed their next of kin. So a very serious incident with echoes of, the last terrorist attack in London, which was very similar, an apparent lone wolf attack near London Bridge with a knife-wielding attacker.
Linton, though, this incident was a bit of a departure from attacks in recent years in the British capital that took place near high-profile landmarks.
Well, that's what's quite frightening about this. Streatham, it is a busy part of London, but you'd have to call it a kind of inner-city suburb. It is nowhere near any of the classic landmarks that people gather at. It's not London Bridge. It's not Borough Markets. It's certainly not the Palace of Westminster. I live a couple of suburbs north of here, and it just looks like any kind of high street through the middle of London. So that certainly is different. And there are also questions, Sabra, about just how quickly police responded. There are videos online of a row of plain-clothed police approaching the man with guns drawn. To have gotten there so quickly and for the incident to have been declared a terrorist incident so quickly is raising questions about whether this man was already under active surveillance by police or by MI5.
And that's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser, in South London.